Hi there. The word for today is Keys to Bible Study. In Psalm 119, verse 96, we read, "Your commands are boundless." Let me read that to you more fully. "To all perfection I see a limit," writes the psalmist, "but your commands are boundless. They have no limits." What does that mean? It means each time you read a scripture, you'll see something different in it. It's like shining a light on a diamond. Each time you turn it slightly, you see another facet of its beauty. That's why the Bible is different from any other book you'll ever read. You'll learn a lot of things about God from personal experience and from listening to the thoughts and experiences of others. But you'll get to know God better through reading His Word than any other way. You can study the same scripture over and over again. Dig into it, leave it for 3 or 4 months, and then come back to it and discover there's so much more than you ever discovered. The key is this: stick with it. There's no limit to the number of questions you can ask, no limit to the observations you can make, and no limit to the applications you can make, so don't give up. The best attitude to have in Bible study is the one Jacob had when he wrestled with the angel of the Lord. Genesis 32, verse 26, Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." As a result, God gave him a new name, a new nature, a new walk, and a new future. Bible study has no shortcuts. It takes work, it takes effort, but if you're diligent and if you're patient, you'll reap great rewards. Once you've felt the joy and satisfaction that comes from finding a great spiritual truth on your own, and then applying it to your life, I promise you, you'll never approach Bible study the same way again. And that's the word for you today.